Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of the program here tonight. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, a booby-trapped campaign sign causes some trouble and controversy, so we'll get into that.
And no, there were no boobies included.
On the way here. But speaking of boobies, we're talking about Aria DeMezzo. She's one of our co-hosts. She's been thinking about getting a boob job recently. I don't know if you heard about it.
I've not heard about that.
But apparently, it's not as easy if you're trans. She's been told by a doctor she has to have a note from her therapist, which she doesn't have a therapist. Why does she need a therapist?
I don't go to Bangkok.
I don't have a title of therapist. I can't do that for her.
Yeah. So anyway, she's...
Wait, you're clergy, though.
Yeah.
You could be a therapist.
Could she write her own note?
Oh, there you go. Right, yeah.
I don't know if it needs to be like some sort of government therapist or, you know, government approved, you know what I mean, with some sort of certificate.
Government therapist, that sounds evil.
So it's Bangkok.
Do they do boob jobs there?
Yeah, they have this...
Medical tourism?
Yeah, medical tourism is the terminology, and they have a huge industry for...
I would not recommend her to go to
foreign
Thailand.
Workers. What the hell do you know about Thailand?
That's the place where if you insult the king, they will put you to death.
That is accurate.
That is the place where they, if they don't like what you say, they can come after you. They went after, the Thailand was in the news again recently. Somebody left a negative review on a hotel, like on Yelp or something like that, or on some sort of website about this hotel. The hotel was able to charge that person in court over it. I don't know if it was a criminal offense or whatever it was, but they were able to go after that person for basically bad-mouthing them. So, you know, you can't put somebody like Aria in there who's an, you know, total anti-state, anti-government, pro-freedom person. She would never come back. They would catch her and lock her in a prison cell because she's going to make fun of the government.
The exact opposite. She would become a celebrity over there as well.
No, you can't make fun of the government. They're going to lock you in a prison cell.
Well,
and it will not be fun.
You're speculating that she would do that.
I mean, how could she not?
I don't know, but, you know.
I wonder how many people have been put to death for insulting the king in Thailand in the last 30 years.
Yeah, I wonder what the stats are on that.
Look it up. There have been news stories about that that I have seen. I don't know if they've been put to death, but they've certainly been charged and put in prison.
Is Mark asking because this is something he wishes to implement in his kingdom?
No, I wouldn't have that, but I think it's just one of those things that they say, not one of those things that they do.
I think you don't know what you're talking about. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Despite hateful online comments and vandalism, she's found residence in the college town. We're talking about our friend and co-host Aria DeMezzo, who is running for sheriff. She's a Satanist. She's an anarchist. She's a voluntarist. She's a freedom lover. And she's running as a Republican for sheriff here. She says residents in the college town of Keene, known as a bastion for Bitcoin and libertarians, have mostly welcomed her campaign. Quote, by and large, the response has been overwhelmingly positive, she said. When I walk down the street, people cheer. They tell me they're going to vote for me. It's great, she says. Since her primary victory, DeMezzo's done a steady stream of interviews. A Russian television crew even came to town, and voters have stopped by the pizza shop where she works to wish her well. Local Republican leaders have largely remained silent on DeMezzo, and Marilyn Houston, the chair of the Cheshire County Republicans Committee, refused to comment on her campaign. That's interesting, because in the beginning she was commenting to the media,
right?
But now the chairman, the chairlady, is not doing that. So, going on here, the Earl Nelson, this is the write-in candidate.
Oh, never trust a man with two first names.
Trying to oppose Aria, says some Republicans have told him they support his write-in campaign for sheriff. With 40 years in law enforcement and experience as a police chief in five towns, Nelson's views sharply diverge from DeMezzo's platform. He said, quote, my feeling is she'll make a political statement. Hey, this is America. She can make her statement. I've been in law enforcement for a long time, and I have a lot of respect for the profession in general. To see signs that say F the police, disarm the police, it's just not appropriate.
Wait, I detect tears in that statement.
Nelson, 60. Well, this is the first time somebody has publicly had any kind of renown in you know, to actually run against the police and running, you know, literally against the police.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. So he's unsuccessfully run 4 times in the past as a Republican candidate, but said he didn't seek the nomination this year because he was being treated for cancer. With the treatment successful, Nelson said he launched his write-in bid on his own to give voters another choice and has put up signs around the county. Rivera, for his part, is confident he'll win another term. This is the first time Rivera I've seen quoted on any article about Aria Domezzo.
No.
He says, quote, I've always embraced a positive campaign and will leave your questions about my opponent and the write-in campaign to be answered by the Republican Party, he said in an email. Since her primary victory, Domezzo's backers have shifted from treating the race as a protest of sorts to contemplating the possibility that she could stun the establishment again. Quote, does she have a chance? I'm going to say she has a chance, said Domezzo's campaign advisor Ian Freeman, who hosts a radio show and runs a local libertarian blog, Free Keen. I said further, quote, she's not your typical candidate, and she's definitely going to draw some votes from some unusual places.
I think I know that guy.
So there you go. Yay!
You quoted yourself on air.
Oh, this has been one
of the vortex has occurred.
This has been one of the most fun campaign seasons.
It is a lot of fun.
That I have ever, maybe the most fun, I think I've ever had.
I hate everything about elections. I think it's a ridiculous concept. It's a dumb way to choose supposed leaders, yeah. You know, in a system that uses violence as its only tool to do anything. And I've always abhorred all things about it. And I am having fun thanks to Ari Domezzo's campaign.
Yep.
And the headlines and the shock jock aspect of it all. It's very rebellious.
God, it's so great.
It warms my soul.
So if you want to talk to Aria, she is on our show on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, so feel free to call in with your questions for her at that time. That's probably the best way to reach her, because she's very, very busy otherwise. She's loaded up with interviews and things like that. And she's working full-time.
Yeah, you can listen to Bright. I can't remember who it is, but some people online have suggested that she lost her job over all of this.
No, she's still there.
No. The job has no desire to fire Aria. Aria is one of
she's
the
She's a good
employees.
Worker. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that all in all, you can listen to Aria's stuff in the past, too, at archives.freetalklive.com.
Sure.
I kind of grilled her, I think it was the Tuesday before last, Wednesday before last, Wednesday before last, mm-hmm. about this whole Satanist thing. And, you know, if you need any clarity on that, you can listen there. So at archives.freetalklive.com.
All right, if you want to join us here, you can bring up anything that you want. Yes, Mark?
Yeah, it looks like you cannot be executed for insulting the king, but
really?
Of Thailand. But lots of people have been jailed for it,
yeah.
And I mean lots.
And let me tell you, it's not a very pleasant stay, I suspect. I don't think it's going to be like the Keen spiritual retreat here.
Harsh sentences is how it's described here. And
I mean, if they can throw you in jail for insulting or, you know, for writing a critical review of one of the local hotels, this is not a free speech kind of oriented place.
People have been arrested for this particular law, laissez majesté, over online activities such as posting images on Facebook of the late king's favorite dog and clicking the like button.
Wow.
Right. I mean, you know.
If you put a meme up, imagine what will happen to you.
Right. And
wait, but somehow you can still get fake boobs.
To a Swiss national who drunkenly spray painted posters of the late king. He's been
sorry, bro.
Yeah, incarcerated. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, Aria likes lots to drink, too, so I definitely would not send her there.
Lots of Americans go to Thailand. I mean,
Yeah. Most of them are anti-government activists like Aria Domezzo. There are a lot of places in the world where you can do medical tourism. From what I understand.
Yes.
Maybe we should ask the callers. Do you think Aria Domezzo should go to Thailand and get a boob job? 855-453.
Oh, man.
Aria probably doesn't want to deal with the government enough to get a passport. So,
There you go.
So let's get into the story here in just a moment about this booby trap sign, since we've been discussing election-related things.
Good segue from boobs to booby traps.
Well, I already segued into the boobs from the booby traps earlier, but yes. We're going to get into that coming up here. And
you made a couple of good points.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-SUBTLE.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll round it out.
855-450-37.
We'll take this issue into hand.
3-3. This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in, take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm. You can get step-by-step instructions on how to get connected and how to call in as well through the chat server at chat.lrn.fm.
You should lead that in with, like, what if I told you you could call in online?
Then you should, because it sounds great.
You know, like a Morpheus quote.
I would recommend it. So Divi, I also would recommend you check out Divi. Learn about it. There's a great website, diviproject.org, diviproject.org. What is it? Well, it's a cryptocurrency. What is it that makes it special? Well, they've got some of the easiest to set up, probably the easiest, at least the ones I've ever set up. By far, it's the easiest. It's super simple to get started with a masternode of Divi. You can also, of course, easily stake Divi. I recently went through the masternode setup process, so I can speak to it personally now, and it was simple. Just get on over to diviproject.org. You can learn more about it there. You can even buy Divi at several exchanges, or if you prefer, and I would recommend this, go straight through the Divi team. That way you don't have to mess with registering for some exchange you've probably never heard of and you don't trust. The Divi team will just take care of you directly, and that means it's an over-the-counter purchase, as they say, which means that, like, if you're on an exchange and you buy like a smaller crypto, Divi's a smaller crypto, right? It's not one of the top 10 or anything.
Right.
If you buy a smaller crypto that doesn't have a lot of volume and you're going to buy a good amount of it, you know, a few thousand bucks or whatever, it's going to push the price.
Yep.
You know, it's going to push that price up, so it actually gets more and more expensive as the purchase goes on. You don't want that to happen. You want to do an over-the-counter purchase. They can help you with that. That means it's not hitting the exchanges, so you don't have that price shooting up effect. So go to diviproject.org. You can connect directly with their support team through their Telegram channel. It's linked to at diviproject, diviproject.org. We go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. And coming up, a booby-trapped campaign sign is causing a stir. Mark will tell us about that. But first, Ernie in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Ernie.
Yes, now felonies are alike. Mark, does your victim still have a right to vote?
That's a good approach or a good attempt at a fake voice, James.
Drag Queen James is very fitting description of Aria. Don't you love how the 4,500 ignorant voters made him an international 15 minutes of fame?
I am loving how Aria was catapulted into
funny?
Fame, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the day that he was elected in the
she wasn't
in the primary
isn't
for
that edgy the way you called Aria
Gosh,
man, you're such a clever comedian, the way you can go change pronouns on people from the ones they would prefer to the ones that they don't want.
He just sounds like a lot of other Republicans.
Card.
Thanks for the call, sort of. 855-450-FREE. So, Mark, tell me about this campaign sign. Where did it happen? What happened?
Yeah,
there
it's
was
not
a
exactly
trap involved.
It's not exactly good news. Michigan man receives 13 stitches after slicing his hand on razor blades attached to a Trump Pence sign. Now, the first thing I thought when I saw this story was good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't particularly have a problem with somebody who's stealing signs getting harmed.
Getting a little something for it, yeah.
But there's a twist.
Okay.
A Michigan man had his hand sliced open on Wednesday by razor blades found on a Trump-Pence 2020 sign that he was trying to remove.
Mm.
Authorities had asked the man who works for the Commerce Township to remove the sign because its placement violated a city ordinance. His boss, Township Supervisor David Scott, told CNN.
Your signs can only be in approved areas.
Mm-hmm.
A Commerce Township ordinance requires signs to be 33 feet from the center of the roadway. The signs were located 24 feet from the center of the roadway, clearly within the right-of-way.
You know how many people that endangered? My gosh.
One of the problems with these particular rules, the way they can be written, is that they effectively make signs on roadways impossible because, in many places, it's somebody's yard. 33 feet or whatever the distance is that they've written it.
You can't just walk up into that person's yard and drop a sign in the middle of the yard.
No, you can't.
You can walk up to their door, knock on it, and ask the owner for permission to put a sign in their yard.
Right. So, again, I mean, if presuming that these rules are handled equitably, and I don't believe that for a second.
Well, how about if they're made equitably, first off, right? You know.
Well, I I think that political speech should be the most protected form of speech, and it is, according to law in the United States. And that makes these ordinances somewhat suspect. However, I mean, this guy who's removing the signs here that's gotten his hand cut is just... He's just doing his job, mm-hmm. as it were. Now, I don't consider that to be the greatest excuse in the world. In fact, I consider it to be a really crappy one. But in this circumstance, you know, it's tough. And another thing I'll point out is that can you imagine being the guy who has to mow the grass during political season? You can't get, these signs, you can't pick them, stop the mower and get up and pick up the signs and move them to another location,
yep.
and then keep going. You just can't do that over and over again. So the idea that these things get ground up and spit out, well, you know, that's going to happen. And many campaigns, just think about primary season, you know, coming around here very soon. Once the primary is over,
the primary is over, bro.
What kind of?
Yeah. I thought it was September. Yeah, it is September. Yeah,
it's okay. Now October.
Yeah, sorry.
Welcome to the current date.
There are primary signs still out all over America. Campaigns have not gone and picked up.
Yeah.
And this is going to be true in the general also.
So, what sort of impact do you think political signage has on the election?
I think that it varies from place to place, but I'm certain that it's effective. I would say that...
You are certain of that?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because people will vote for the person whose name they recognize the most. And so a good sign will catch their attention and cause them to vote. Yeah.
Right. I don't know if I believe it.
I get that that's like what they're attempting to do, right, is get their sign in front of people so often that when they go and vote, they're, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. He had a sign. Right?
Hold on just a second, guys. So...
I don't think if I put up a bunch of signs,
mm-hmm.
if I ran for election, and I have run many a time, but
yes.
And of course it's hard to compare apples and oranges because we can only do this one. You can only do a campaign one way. You don't get to do it two ways and compare.
Mm-hmm.
But if I, you know, were to put up a bunch of signs versus not put up any signs, I suspect the results would be very, very insignificant as far as the difference between.
I think you would get more, but the problem is that in your case you're notorious,
mm-hmm.
In this town, and you are. In a state where voting is basically the first and primary sport, and you know, New Hampshire loves voting. So if you're in another place where you're just talking about somebody running for mosquito control or something like that, and people see the sign, they're more likely to vote for the name that they've seen more often. And remember, this is really, really,
is that
really
true
important
for you.
Yeah, it was has been true for me in the past, and it's true for other. I mean. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever voted for somebody based solely upon seeing a political sign? The number is 855-450-3733. Ian, you're not normal. I don't know how to tell you this. I get that you have an opinion, and that's great, but you're not normal. You're not a slice of society, really. You're your own little special snowflake.
I am interested to hear if somebody actually has been swayed by a campaign sign.
I mean, I could see Aria's campaign sign swaying some people.
True, it does have an anarchy symbol on it, and F the police.
Last important point is the 40% of the people are going to vote for Republicans, and 40% are going to vote for the Democrats. So you're really just trying to move that 20% in the middle. And if signs can move that 20%, it's definitely worth putting them up.
Yeah, I don't think there's any evidence it can, but I'd love to hear from you. 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thank you. I love you too. enthusiastic supporters showing up for President Trump's first event since being diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. President Trump, speaking from the White House balcony, says a vaccine is coming out very, very soon.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time, as you know.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, campaigning in Pennsylvania, was asked about the president's event at the White House.
I think it's important the president make sure that he is clear. He is not a spreader like Dr. Fauci said, the super spreader event he had for the Supreme Court announcement.
This is USA Radio News. No deaths are being reported from Hurricane Delta. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he's very thankful, but noted people still need to be careful in the immediate aftermath. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane on Friday. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more on Category 2 storms.
A Category 2 hurricane is defined by winds of 96 to 110 miles per hour, not considered too extreme for those living in a hurricane zone, except this storm, Delta, is hitting the exact same area as Laura did back on August 26th, and she was a Cat 4 storm, leaving many still living in shambles, which means finding adequate shelter might have been tougher than normal. The good news, hurricane season ends on November 30th.
Full containment is drawing near for the Bobcat Fire in Los Angeles National Forest. The blaze has blackened over 115,000 acres and is listed at 90% containment. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you got to do, dial toll free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
The Lord.
And the Intergalactic Space King.
As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about anything you want to discuss. We've been talking about a booby-trapped campaign sign. Somebody embedded razor blades somehow into a campaign sign, presumably around the outside edge of the
tape.
Sign. They taped it to
the... Yeah, it's just packing tape.
Okay.
They stuck it to the sort of bottom where the, you know, the...
Where you'll lift.
The metal bandit sign part is there.
Right. That's where you're going to lift from to pull the sign out, right? Like, you're
right.
Going to lift from the bottom of the actual square
right.
sign. So, they,
so this town worker goes
wasn't
and,
paying attention.
Yeah, and grabbed it. And it wasn't wearing any gloves either,
yep.
Because that would have helped a lot. And
it would have.
Ended up with, I think, 13 or 15 stitches. 13 stitches. It's a sad situation. I can empathize with everybody in it.
Mm-hmm. Because dude put those there because he gets signs stolen and he wants to stop that from happening.
Right. The person who put
dissuade people.
Yeah, put the razors there was sick and tired of his Trump sign being stolen.
Mm-hmm.
He presumes by rabid Biden supporters, and he puts out a little booby trap for them, and. Hey, look, booby traps on signs. If you're stealing signs, I don't feel bad at all.
Me
however,
either.
In this case, it's a town worker, I'm not entirely, it says here, township employee, not an employee, but just somebody working for the township, grabs the sign and cuts his hand wide open, and it's bad.
Do we know if the sign was on, we'll call it government property?
Well, does the government own the land that it steals for the roads?
Well, okay, so let me rephrase the question. Was it on private property?
The
sign.
It was within 33 feet of the center of the roadway, which is considered right-of-way.
Mm.
So, you know, that spot where they tell you you have to mow, but they put a sidewalk through there? It ain't yours, and it is, all at the same time. It's Schrodinger's land.
Yeah.
And
you have to mow it, but you don't own it.
Right.
Basically.
Well, I mean, it's yours until it's not yours. And in many cases, up here, at least in New England, the leases actually say, and then the government just comes through and puts a road through. And then, you know, so it's still your land, even on the deed. So it's confusing.
I was just curious if it was on, like, a person's personal property versus, you know.
Well, in this case, it looks like it was on the right-of-way in his in front of his house.
Okay.
Which is the to my mind, an even murkier situation.
Really? This was in front of the dude's own house for the campaign?
That was the impression that I got from the story. 52-year-old man who was not named by the authorities had to receive 60.
Well, you can look for it in a second.
Yeah.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Larry. He's in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I've been having a lot of fun, right? Because they let me back on the radio ever since I went down there and had their name on my sign, the one that got tore up. But now, tomorrow is a good thing down at the city county bill, and I'm going back to protest. They got this thing called Sold to the Polls, right?
Sold to the Polls?
Yeah, this one guy, Duke Oliver, he's a councilman. I know him. I rebuke him straight to his face. But I see him, he stopped me. I was up at the hardware store. He's got these banners they're going to be carrying with pictures of former black politicians. And I said all of them were a bunch of bums. But anyway, the churches started unloading their people at 12 o'clock, and they're going to march from the monument down the city county building. You know what I'm going to be saying?
What?
Abortion is wrong!
That's what the church members will be saying?
That's what I will be saying.
That's what you'll be saying?
Because they're Democrats, and they're voting for Joe Biden, right? And, you know, the Democrats want abortion and everything like that.
I see.
But I'm making it more funny than that. But
you're trying to get a reaction from these
folks.
Yeah,
well, I'm just going to have a clown show, another X-rated protest.
X-rated? What does that mean?
You're going to wear pants, aren't you, Larry?
I got a sign, and it's got Pornhub on there, right?
Okay.
Because I'm accusing charter schools of sex trafficking. And then I go,
that's
you know,
an interesting allegation.
How
is it that a charter school is sex trafficking?
Because they're taking our kids in, and they had a charter school set up in the downtown shopping mall,
mm-hmm.
where poor color kids were being put into these schools, were around all these high price items and stuff. These little young girls, maybe 14, 15, 16, and they made a meat market of the mall. Because guys were hanging out,
hold on.
Everything.
Wait a minute.
I mean, back in the day, yeah. Malls used to kind of be meat markets. You know?
Isn't that where the teenagers used to hang out? I mean, I understand they don't anymore, but...
But they put the kids down in the mall because it's got so many abandoned spaces. And I accused them of running the meat market.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, ridiculous allegation.
It's true. But anyway,
you haven't actually heard about people turning tricks at the mall, have you?
Listen, those young girls are in there, they want nice things, they want their nails done.
Larry's convinced he could get a teenage prostitute down at the mall.
Hey, some of those stores at the mall provide reasonable services.
Downtown teen prostitution. And you know, every one of them's got iPhones, right?
Sure.
I accused them of watching porn because I said, look what you're subjecting my kids to. Just do three clicks and go to Pornhub.com and hot have any teens.
There you go. Thanks for the call. You know, they...
I really did, really... It, you know, every once in a while, Larry will surprise me. There are words that he has said on this show that I thought I would never hear on Free Talk Live, and there you go.
Like hot ebony teens?
Yeah, hot, like hot ebony
you know,
teens.
They don't call it Victoria's Secret because they tell everybody about it.
Yeah, I think that says more about Larry than it does about them all. Let's go to David.
So, I wanted to answer your question regarding the Michigan man. The homeowner, who was not identified by authorities, said the signs had previously been stolen from their property, and when they returned from out of town, the signs were back in their yard, according to the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that last part of it, but it sounds pretty clear that the signs
were... from his yard.
Yeah, from his yard, and then they, you know, the town was going to remove the signs because they were within X number of feet of the center of the road, and they didn't like that.
Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret. Les Wexner, the guy that took over Victoria's Secret, a little bit of a link to Jeffrey Epstein, which is a New Mexico tie-in. Imagine that. Jeffrey Epstein decided to come to New Mexico to establish one of his little compounds, you know, like the ones he's got, the one he has in the Virgin Islands. And
wait, are we playing 7 Degrees of David in New Mexico? Is that what's happening here?
Oh, man, it's so easy to tie everything corrupt to New Mexico.
It is the land of entrapment.
It is the land of entrapment. Remember, the FBI, the head of the FBI in New Mexico, stated on the record to a reporter, New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. The reporter says, well, that's what the FBI in Illinois says about Illinois.
Mm.
And the response by the head of the FBI in New Mexico to the reporter was, quote, he has never been to New Mexico. Yeah. So, and for some reason, Jeffrey Epstein bought, what is it? I don't know how many thousand, 10,000 acres off the governor of New Mexico, and his son, the attorney general, the King dynasty, bought 10,000 acres of land from them, and is well known to Bill Richardson, the other governor of New Mexico, and has this land and built a compound out there, and then people like Bill Clinton fly in to Santa Fe and then go down to the ranch down there to do whatever. I don't know.
You know, I keep hearing this thing, David. I keep hearing that Epstein didn't kill himself.
He may have. He may not have. It really doesn't matter what happened to Epstein, because the powers that be could easily disappear him if they wanted to disappear him alive, or they could kill him, or he could kill himself. The only thing that matters about Epstein not being available, whether he's dead or alive, is that we can't get information out of him.
That's true. There's more coming up here. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At snapmedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Ha. I was just looking at Drudge Report, and Aria's article is on Drudge Report today.
Nice.
It's right now at the bottom of the middle columns. So it's not exactly top of the page, but it's update. Anti-police Satanist runs for sheriff as a Republican in New Hampshire. If you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Call in also via our Matrix chat server. Just go to chat.lrn.fm, and you can get step-by-step instructions on how to join our server there. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And, of course, we prefer you call in that way because you sound way better. But either way, we'll take your calls. We'll put you on. And, Mark, you wanted to follow up on this discussion we were having about signs, political signs specifically. What started it was an article about a man who had his fingers cut up pretty bad when he was trying to move someone's political sign. He says it wasn't that he was trying to steal the sign. He claims he works for the city and that the city had to, or I guess the city's officially saying, this
township,
town,
yeah.
The township, that they sent him there to move that sign. So he was just doing his job, et cetera.
Yep. Township pretty much has been clear on that. So there you go.
So that's what started the discussion about, well, are political signs actually effective? I'm of the belief that they're a waste of money, but you say you've done some research, Mark, and you want to share the results.
Well, I know how to use the Internet anyway. I don't know if you can call that research. So it says here, ChicagoTribune.com. I don't think you want the entire article,
no.
Especially the ones that start off with the campaign signs start as a smattering, dotting lawns here and
they're
there.
They're painting the picture.
And then become ubiquitous, blanketing communities and parkways as election day approaches.
For those that didn't know how campaign signs worked.
Right. The bold-colored, block-lettered signs identifying candidates by name or demanding onlookers either vote yes or no mm-hmm. are common tactic. And for the less politically inclined, they can become a neighborhood eyesore.
Vote no on everything. We don't need it. We don't want it.
Yeah. Sometimes they write it up so that voting no means you're voting yes.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I understand.
But do they work?
Well, right. What if the proposal was to abolish X, Y, or Z laws, right? Like,
that's right. Yeah.
And victimless crime. You actually go and vote no on that? No, you wouldn't do that.
Politics.
Do they work? The short answer is sort of. Jonathan Krasno, political science professor at Birminghamton University in New York, while campaign signs don't increase voter turnout overall, mm-hmm. the signs provide a small boost in a candidate's chances in areas where they place them, says Krasno, along with other researchers studied the effectiveness of campaign signs in a study published in 2016. And I will tell you how this phenomenon works, Ian. Now that I have the backing of some person here on the internet, there are people out there that vote because they were told they were supposed to vote. The same reason that people give blood, they vote because it's a community service and they were raised in the sort of family that votes.
Okay.
And so they'll go out and vote. And in many cases, they're going out to vote for the major, the big ticket election. The reason you go see the fights is, you do the pay-per-view is for the big one, the Ali Frazier at the head of the ticket.
And
but there's a lot of fights that come up down ticket.
Down, right? They got some opening acts.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of people don't know what these opening acts are.
Right.
I was helping my son, doing the civics lesson with his mother's ballot while she sat and watched at the dinner table a few days ago. And there were some elections going on in Manatee County where she was that I simply don't know the people. How would I know? I don't pay attention. I don't even live there. And I recommended to my son after, investigating with everybody in the house that knew nothing, I said, either you should look these people up or you shouldn't vote.
Hmm.
And we were using this as a civics lesson on how to vote in a given circumstance. First off, if no one's running against somebody, don't vote for the person who's on the ballot. You're not voting doesn't make you a better person.
Hmm.
It is simply a system for the exchange of power. And hopefully it's more peaceful than the starting wars over this stuff. We'll see this go around whether that's true or not.
Okay. I feel like people who vote sort of automatically are more likely to not be educated about who they're voting for and why.
Well, and the farther down the ticket somebody is,
right,
the closer to dog catcher they are,
right,
the less likely somebody is to be there. So at that point, the more campaign signs you have out for the lower the office, the more effective it's going to be.
So you get the name recognition.
If you're driving around town and you see signs that say, Mark Edge, mosquito control. They may not even remember mosquito control, but when those people that do go vote, because it won't get any extra people out to vote, according to this article, but the people that do go vote, and they remember Mark Edge.
But it said it was a small number. Does it talk about how small it is? I think small was the term that they used.
The article does not, it says here, they provide a small boost in candidates' chances in areas where
small
they place
boost.
Them. Yeah. And it doesn't say. My supposition here is that the lesser known the office, the greater value the signs are.
I want to know how they determine that it provides a small boost. Like, because again, you can't run the campaign two different ways in the same election.
Yeah, how do you have control for the experiment? Unless they just take a look at like campaign expenditures for signs and then look at the number of votes for when signs were put out versus when they weren't put out for some other candidate.
It says the effects.
But if it's another candidate, you're comparing apples to oranges again.
That's true. Yeah.
The effects weren't huge, but they were there. Given the expense of campaign signs, a candidate would have to decide if they are worth the cost.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to know how small, because if it's infinitesimal or a percentage or something like that.
Well, it's going to have to be 5% in order to show
up
at all.
Significant, you think?
And what I would suspect they did was they would go through campaign after campaign after campaign, determine how known the given quantity is. So if you've got two people running for an office that's been recently vacated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that office is selectman of the polls, some election supervisor.
Some race that no one pays attention
right.
to.
No one knows, no one cares. And you're talking about a town where people don't necessarily know everybody's name. There's some towns that are small enough, you know everybody's name, you'll decide who you want based on that. But as it gets a little bigger, you just don't know who these people are. So you're talking about two unknown quantities. One unknown quantity puts out signs. The other unknown quantity doesn't.
Okay.
Neither of these unknown quantities see the value in putting out radio ads and TV commercials and things like that.
Yeah, I guess you could look over a series of elections in these unknown elections and say, oh, well, the people who put out signs were more likely to win than the people who didn't put out signs. You could say that.
Right.
But you couldn't know how well they would have done if they hadn't put the signs out.
The single biggest factor is political party. Because most people will go to the pick a ballot and they'll vote for particular
they'll
political
go to the
party.
Whole party.
Most people will do the same party every year of their life.
Which is why the Aria Domezzo campaign is interesting, because she's going to actually probably get some people to think about who they're voting for before they check that box.
Well, in her getting on the ballot, she'll even tell you it was the result of people just voting for the party just down the ticket.
That's right. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We got Greg calling us from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm just talking with my friends on Facebook about how, as a left libertarian, I want to abolish the income tax. And I just wanted to kind of give you the broad strokes on the air and see what you think.
Yeah.
So as a left libertarian, I do think that we should be taxing things like negative externalities, you know, pollution, carbon at the point of emission, etc. But I think we should be redistributing it to the people as a UBI, like Alaska does. So I'm not against taxes per se, but I think the income tax is very problematic because, you know, like you're saying, you grow up in a city, in a state, and you go to work, you do something. That in and of itself should not create a liability for you. But I think the corporation that employs you gets a license from the state, and that corporation can very well be taxed. And I just want to say, I think it's silly that the corporation has already an accountant for all these people, and they have an HR department. And Milton Friedman already created this tax withholding by IRS. It's actually Milton Friedman is responsible for that. My point is, the employers are already withholding. Yeah, so like if the employers are already know how much they're paying you, right? Why should you go to your own accountant, have your own accountant see what you owe, and then you pay half of the Social Security and Medicare tax? They can just pay it. Why should you have your own accountant? It's just crazy, I think.
Yeah, I've always found it ridiculous that the government supposedly knows how much you're going to owe in tax on your income tag when you file, but then you have to sort of divine what that number is. But if you get it wrong, then they'll audit you and come after your stuff, and you know, if you don't like it, perhaps throw you in jail.
Greg, thank you for your call tonight. I wish we had more time to talk in detail about left libertarianism, but we'll have to save that for another show. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, because I suspect we could have gotten into it about any kind of taxes.
That's true.
If it's voluntary, then it's not really a tax.
Corporate taxes are on entities created by the government, and I think that if you can tax an entity you create.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.